Chapter 1. Welcome and how to use this guide. California CDL Master Guide, 2026 edition. You picked this up because you've got a CDL test coming up and you don't want to waste $300 on Kaplan-style prep, sit through 40 hours of YouTube videos, or take the test twice. Good. Let's make sure you don't have to. This guide does one thing. It gets you ready to pass the California CDL written tests on the first try, with the fewest hours of studying possible. That's it. No upsells, no advanced trucker masterclass, just the questions California tests, the answers, why people miss them, and the memory tricks that make them stick. Who this is? For this guide is built for you if you're testing in California. We use the 2026 California Commercial Driver Handbook, DL-650, as the source. You're going for a Class A or Class B CDL. You need to pass the general knowledge, air brakes, and combination vehicles written tests. You want endorsements, hazmat, tanker, doubles, triples, passenger, school bus. Those have their own pack, see the bonus offer at the end. If you're testing in another state, stop reading. The fundamentals overlap, but the CA-specific questions, grapevine downgrade procedure, California weight limits, CHP inspection points, won't help you elsewhere. We're adding Texas and Florida next. Sign up for the newsletter to know when. How the California CDL test actually works. Most prep materials skip this part. They shouldn't. Half the people who fail aren't beaten by the questions, they're beaten by the format. The written tests, what this guide covers. You'll take 3 written tests at the DMV before you can get behind the wheel. You must pass all 3 to get a Class A CDL permit. Class B drivers skip combination vehicles. What happens on test day 1? Arrive at the DMV, bring your completed application, form DL-44C, medical certificate, proof of identity and residency, and payment, $53 for the permit as of 2026. 2. You'll take the tests one after another on a DMV computer. You can fail one and still take the others. 3. If you fail a section, you can retake it within 12 months. Each retake is $8. 4. Pass all 3. You get your commercial learner's permit, CLP. You must hold it for at least 14 days before taking the skills test. What happens if you fail? You fail any of these tests, you wait 7 days minimum before retesting that section. Pay $8. Retake. The DMV cycles through their question pool, so you won't get the exact same questions. But you'll see the same concepts. Real talk. California pass rates on the first try for the general knowledge test hover around 45 to 55%. About half of first-time test takers fail. That's not because the test is hard. It's because most people study by reading the 208-page handbook front to back and never practice the question format. That ends today. How this guide is structured. Each chapter follows the same pattern. 1. What the handbook says. The core material from the official source, condensed. 2. What the test actually asks. Concept by concept, with the angles examiners use. 3. Memory tricks. Mnemonics. Danger numbers. Ranges to lock in. 4. Common fail patterns. What trips real test takers up. 5. 15 to 20 practice questions with full answer explanations. Read every chapter. Even if you've been driving for years, the tests have specific phrasing the DMV uses that doesn't match shop floor language. The study schedule, pick 1. The 7-day sprint, you're motivated and have time. Day 1, 2, chapters 1 to 5, foundation plus general knowledge part 1. Day 3 to 4, chapters 6 to 8, general knowledge part 2. Day 5, chapters 9 to 10, air brakes. Day 6, chapters 11 to 12, combination vehicles. Day 7. Practice questions, weak area review, then sleep. Take the test day 8. The 14-day pace. You have a day job, this is most people. Read one chapter per evening, 45-60 mini. Saturdays, catch up, take 50-question practice quiz. Sundays, review missed questions. Take the test the Saturday after day 14. The 30-day easy, you're nervous, you want to be sure. 3 chapters per week audio version during commute. Every chapter has an MP3. Weekend practice tests. Test day 30, bring a 95% pass rate. A note on the audio version. Every chapter is also recorded as an MP3, included free with this guide. Drivers, dispatchers, mechanics, anyone who's already in vehicles all day, get more from listening on commute than reading at night. Whatever fits your life. What makes this guide different? You're going to see other CDL prep materials. Most fall into one of 3 buckets. Bucket 1. The free practice test sites, cdlpractice.com, driversed.com. These give you 100 random questions. No explanations. No why this is the trap. You memorize answers without understanding the underlying rule, fail on a rephrased version, and don't know why. Bucket 2. The $200 to $400 corporate prep courses, Kaplan, Premium Driver, etc. These have decent content, but pad it with hours of video to justify the price. Most students never finish them. The content that matters is maybe 60 pages worth. They make you sit through 400. Bucket 3. This guide. Just the failure patterns. Just the questions California actually asks. Just enough memory tricks to lock it in. Designed to be readable in 10 hours total, including practice tests. This is not a textbook. It's a passing aid. If you want every minutia of trucking regulations, the 208-page DMV handbook is free at dmv.ca.gov. We're not trying to replace it. We're trying to make sure you pass the test it's based on. A word on the memory trick method. Throughout this guide, you'll see boxes like this. Memory trick. Static, it's smaller. Static air loss limits are always 1 psi less than applied limits. 3 versus 4. 4 versus 6. These aren't gimmicks. They're how your brain holds on to numbers under stress. In a test environment with the clock ticking, you don't have time to re-derive the air brake static loss formula. You need a snippet that fires the answer back at you. Some are mnemonics. Some are number associations. Some are vivid mental images. Use whichever sticks for you. If a memory trick doesn't work, make up your own. The important part is having something between you and the question. Pro tip: write the memory tricks down on an index card during your first read-through. Carry the card. Look at it during breaks. By test day, they'll be automatic. Before you move on, eligibility check. Before you put any more time into this, make sure you actually qualify for a California CDL. Stop now if any of these apply. You're under 18, interstate only, or under 21, interstate. Your regular driver's license is suspended, revoked, or canceled. You don't have a current DOT medical certificate. Form DL-51, MCSA 5876. You have a disqualifying condition listed in CVC AR-1-Fine-278, felony involving CMV use within the last 3 years, certain hazmat-related convictions, etc. You're not legally allowed to work in the U.S. If any of those apply, fix them first or talk to the DMV before you spend study time you can't use. If all of those are clear, let's go. Next chapter. California CDL classes and endorsements. Exactly which license you need, what each endorsement unlocks, and which ones are worth getting. Sources for this chapter: California Commercial Driver Handbook, DL 650-2026 Eduri, PP 11 through 13, California Vehicle Code 444-500-15326, FMCSA 49 CFR Parts 383, 391, 392.